Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here at the Canadian Toy Con. With me, as always, is the delightful Dr. Stevel. How's it going, sir?
Fantastic. Great way to spend a Saturday.
Definitely. A few things I wanted to talk to you about. You were just mentioning to me that folks can expect to see a little more of you on Season 2 of the Captain Canuck series.
That's correct. The Doctor is in... Actually, the Doctor is one of the main villains in the Captain Canuck animated series, Episode 1. Yeah. What happened was, originally, I gave money for Kickstarter so I could be beaten up by Captain Canuck in the first season, as long as some other gentleman by the name of Dwayne. And, they're starting off the season by introducing new stuff. So they had two goons show up to beat up on Richard Comley, who's actually working at a gas station in the first episode.
Okay.
Times are tough for creators these days. You know?
Yeah.
And then they got this big bald guy and this other guy coming in, and I didn't pay much attention to it until the fight scene. And then, you know, the bald guy gets knocked out, and the guy goes, "Stevie!" Like, "Stevie, okay, that's just weird, right?" And then when he talks to Captain Canuck, "So, remember us from Canada Day?"
"No, I don't, but maybe you'll remember this."
Knocks him out. And I'm like, "Oh my God, that's us two." So I contacted the animator, Mike, who's in charge of Smiley Guy Studios, and said, "Hey, Mike, wow, that was cool. Did you use us?" And then he released pictures, you know, drawings of it.
Yeah.
And he even mentioned my name and the other gentleman's, Dwayne, so we're kind of going to be reoccurring characters, just goons that get beaten up, you know.
Oh, like, fantastic.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So my Kickstarter went a long way. Thank you, guys, from Smiley Guys and Captain Canuck Incorporated and stuff. I'm a cartoon now. And I'm not going to tell you, it's a secret, but I have someone working on the costume, the supervillain costume that I was in.
Oh, wow.
So maybe I can, like, show up and harass Richard.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
I don't have to worry about the face. I got that all done.
Wicked. Cool. Now, I want to take this time to formally announce that you're going to take part in Geek Recon 2.
Geek Recon
April 16th.
2, you called Civil War.
Civil War. Yeah, it's around the same time Captain America 3 is coming out, so we kind of decided to tie in a little bit.
Do I have to take sides?
No, not unless you want to.
Not really. As much as I like Captain America's side, I do believe in what Tony Stark is doing. Those guys should not run around uncontrolled. They should be shackled and used only when the government or corporations need to use them.
Very nice. So we're going to have you hanging out and doing some media and greeting everybody and chilling out. So
chilling.
It's going to be awesome having you again.
Chilling with the Red Bull and vodka, you know, the doctor's favorite drink.
Hint, all right.
All
cool.
You people that want to, you know, see the doctor get kind of loopy, happy.
Hammered Steve, awesome.
Well, we get to, yeah, sure.
All right.
So, is it a PG show?
It doesn't have to be.
All right, then, yeah, I'm going to get blitzed, hammered, you bet. Woo! Okay.
Cool. Now, anytime we talk to you, we got to ask, you go to the movies all the time. What are your thoughts on some of the recent movies you've seen lately?
Eddie the Eagle. Okay. I love it. Fantastic. Great, great, great movie. It's a nice, you know, feel-good movie, you know, based on a true story in Calgary where Eddie the Eagle went over there. I loved it. I you know, my shed a tear a few times. It was quite good.
Okay.
And they had Wolverine in there, of course.
Of course.
Hugh Jackman, so that made it even good. The Star Wars movie, we all know that's, you know, it's just a rehash of the first one.
Yeah.
You know, same old story, but it worked. Captured the magic.
Yeah.
Anyone that wants to complain about that, get a freaking life, okay? We've got Superman, Batman coming out.
Yeah, fairly soon, yeah.
Wasn't too much of a fan because it's like DC always lets me down. Sorry, guys, you keep messing it up. Except television. Do good there. Except for Black Canary. Laura, get rid of her. She can't act. She can't fight.
Oh.
It's my opinion. You know, just...
That's fine. I think they might have actually gotten their act together for this new one, though. I'm actually looking forward to it. I was not the biggest Man of Steel fan.
No, because I think Superman should be happy. Yep. Like, you know, not dark and broody. It works for Batman. Superman's a lighter side. That's how it works. Yeah. And it worked in the animated series, and when they crossed over, it was magic.
Yeah.
It's like, well, hey, Dark Knight did really good, so let's make Superman dark and broody.
How about no?
Yeah.
You don't owe them anything, Clark.
Sure, am I supposed to let a bus die? Maybe.
Really?
Oh, that was
really
terrible.
Paul Kent? Really?
Yeah.
Even John Schneider said that was dumb. And he played Pa Kent. He should know.
That's right.
Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah. You see Deadpool?
I saw Deadpool. The Doctor was a fan. It was a nice, good, fun movie.
Yeah.
The Colossus was the best they've done in all the movies.
Oh, definitely.
This is good Colossus. He's a big, tough Russian guy with good family values and does not like cursing. No bad language. Colossus is good. My favorite part of the movie.
Yeah. It was entertaining.
It was, yeah. And Stanley's cameo in there was just awesome.
Best one so far.
Best one ever.
Yeah.
Way to go, Stan.
Very cool.
If you haven't seen it, too bad.
Cool. Are you going to be at Toronto Comic Con?
Doctor will be there on one day, Saturday, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Going to walk around, try and stalk Robbie Amell.
Oh, nice.
But I want to see if the Doctor can chat with him. I mean, I got to get by those weird-ass evil handlers. You know, the ones that have no... that don't take care of his... They're not agents. They're just people hired to go, no, you can't talk to him.
Yeah.
Really, kid. The last person said you can't talk to him, the celebrity died. Okay, it's not my fault, but I want to go talk to Rowdy Roddy Piper, just say hello.
He's going on his break. You can't go. Maybe later.
Doctor didn't get a chance to go back later, and then, you know, I'll never get the chance again.
We were the same with Leslie Nielsen a few years back, actually.
That's a few years,
and then the next year he was gone. So.
Yeah, so while you guys in line, I know you're trying to do your job, but you just screwed us. Just saying. Jerks.
You heard it here first.
Jerks.
And I agree.
Beauty.
Nice. Anything else you got coming up?
Well, I saw the Civil War trailer. I blew my load. No, did Spider-Man blow a hit? Well, I personally thought it was awesome, but when I was hoping that Marvel would never reveal Spider-Man until you saw the movie. It should be like, you paid the money to see the movie, here's a bonus, here's Spider-Man.
I wish more people would do that, just reveal stuff in the actual movie and wait it out.
Right?
Yeah.
And the way they revealed, it's like, oh, now I know what's going to happen at that tense moment. You just ruined it. There he is, standing against Tony Stark, and like, well, I don't have to, you know. Now we know what's going to happen there. Thank you, Marvel. Trailer guy. Jerk.
I was more excited seeing Ant-Man riding one of the arrows, because he's done that many times in the comics. And
another thing that should have saved for...
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to see Civil War. Doesn't matter.
Oh, for sure.
You've already built it up with your awesome previews. Why do this?
Yeah.
Make us... Reward us with the movie. That's all I'm saying. Reward us. Hear that, Marvel? We're going to see it anyways, but still.
Yeah. Yeah, it's only like a month or so to go. They should have just waited.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway, listen to us next time, Marvel.
They don't have to. No matter what they touch is going to turn to gold.
That's
these
true.
Days.
That's true. Even Doctor Strange?
Are we done?
Not a Doctor Strange fan. But then again, I was never a Thor or Iron Man fan until the movies came out.
And no one really was.
No. Didn't like the comics, but the cinematic universe is blowing me away.
Yeah, definitely.
So maybe that strange guy might do something. I don't know.
You never know. Maybe he'll surprise us.
Sure. Gonna see it anyways.
Yeah. Well, awesome as always talking to you. It was cool seeing you host the cosplay contest here. And
with all 2.5 people?
Yeah. Well, it was weird because they don't usually have this on a Saturday.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Weird. Probably didn't get Sunday, you know.
It was good coming. Good seeing you. We look forward to your future appearances. And, you know, thanks again. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jason Stewart from We Got the Geek. WeGotTheGeek.com.
Oh, and before you go, thank you for all the interviews and footage you did at the GeekryCon last year, man. I was enjoying all of them.
I was just talking to you. I won't say.
All right. All right, well, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon.
For sure.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.